fourth canto, chapter 16, text 17. The king will respect all women as if they were his own mother, and he will treat his own wife as the other half of his body. He will be just like an affectionate father to his citizens, and he will treat himself as the most obedient servant of the devotees who always preach the glories of the Lord. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. A learned man treats all women except his wife as his mother, looks on others' property as garbage in the street, and treats others as he would treat his own self. These are the symptoms of a learned person, as described by Chanakya Pandit. This should be the standard of education. Education doesn't mean having academic degrees only. One should execute what he has learned in his personal life. These learned characteristics were very manifest in the life of King Prithu. Although he was the king, he treated himself as a servant of the Lord's devotees. According to Vedic etiquette, if a devotee came to a king's palace, the king would immediately offer his own seat to him. The word Brahmabhadinam is very significant. Brahmabhadi refers to the devotees of the Lord. Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan are different terms for the Supreme Brahman, and the Supreme Brahman is Lord Krishna. This is accepted in Bhagavad Gita by Arjuna, Param Brahma Param Dhamo. Thus the word Brahmabhadinam refers to the devotees of the Lord. The state should always serve the devotees of the Lord, and the ideal state should conduct itself according to the instructions of the devotee. Because King Prithu followed this principle, he is highly praised. Matra bhakti parastresu patnyang ardhaivatmanah prajasu pitruvat snigdhah kinkaro brahmabhadinam. This is praise of King Prithu by professional reciters. King Prithu is an incarnation of the Lord. He is a Shaktyavesha avatar. King Prithu is a Shaktyavesha avatar. Do you know Shaktyavesha avatar? You know. There are seven famous Shaktyavesha avatars. Do you know them? Don't know? Seven famous Shaktyavesha avatars. Number one, Vaikunthastha Shesha. Shesha in Vaikuntha. He is so seven Shakti avatar. He is the incarnation of service attitude. Number two is Ananta in Patara. Is Bhudharana Shakti, who was carried this world on his head. Number three is Lord Brahma. Brahma is also a Gunavatar. Brahma is also Shaktyavesha avatar. Brahma is Srujani Shakti, Srishti Shakti avatar. His incarnation of creative energy. Number four, Chatushanaha. Four Kumaras. They are Jnana Shakti avatar. They are incarnations of the energy of knowledge. Number five is Narada. Is Bhakti Shakti avatar. Narada is an incarnation of Bhakti Shakti, energy of devotional service. Number six is Prithu. We are just reading about him. Prithu Palan Shakti avatar. పాలన శక్తి ఎనర్జీ ఆఫ్ మెయింటెనెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది సిటిజన్స్ ప్రజాపాలన శక్తి దిస్ నోన్ యాజ్ ప్రజాపాలన శక్తి యూ హ్యావ్ టు మెయింటైన్ ది సిటిజన్స్ ప్రజాస్ ఐడియల్ దట్స్ ది ఇన్కార్నేషన్ పృథ్వీ మహారాజ్ నంబర్ 7 ఈజ్ పరశురామ్ హీ ఈజ్ దుష్ట దమన శక్తి అవతార్ హు సబ్డ్యూడ్ ది దుష్టస్ ది వీకెడ్స్ rascals, badmashes. The seven, the most famous Satyavesa avatar. And here, the professional reciters praise about Prithu Maharaj. First is, Matru Bhakti Parastri Suhu. The king will respect all women as if they were his own mother. This is the symptom of a learned person. Vidwan. Vidwan means learned person. Chanakya Pandit has his principles, ethical principles. Matruvat paradarisu, lostravat paradrabhisu, atmavat sarvabhutesu. That is, Chanakya Pandit has said, a learned man treats all women except his wife as his mother. His matruvat paradarisu, lostravat paradrabhisu. He looks on others' property as garbage in the street. Atmavat sarvabhutesu, and treats others as he would treat his own self. This is the symptom of a learned person as described by Chanakya Pandit. A vidwan, a learned person. Who is a learned person? And what is vidya? This question arises. Was earned vidya education? Our Guru Maharaj says, this should be the standard for education. Education doesn't mean having academic degrees only. One should execute what he has learned in his personal life. So, what is vidya? What is education? One should know. And who is vidwan? Who is really vidwan? Do you follow me? Is there any difficulty in following me? You? Is all right? I'll say many Sanskrit words. And I think you should understand it. You understand? Because you should learn those words, those things, this is in Sanskrit. So, what is vidya? What is education? One should know. The education that is being imparted nowadays in schools, colleges and universities, it cannot be treated as education or vidya. No. They say, the so-called people, they say it is vidya, but it's not vidya. It is avidya. It is avidya, jada vidya, material education. It is known as jada vidya or avidya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, jada vidya jato mayar vaibhav tomar bhajani badha. Moha janamaya anitya sansare jivaku karaye gadha. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, famous Vaishnava Acharya, in this line, in parampara, Chaitanya parampara, he says, he's a real vidwan. Jada vidya jato mayar vaibhav tomar bhajani badha. Moha janamaya anitya sansare jivaku karaye gadha. By getting this education, material education, you can see how the people are becoming gadha. Ass. Ass is an animal of very, very low consciousness. Ass only knows two things. He only knows two things. How to fill his belly how to enjoy sexual life, these two things. Therefore he toils very hard, day and night. Similarly we find nowadays, by getting this education, the people are becoming like asses. Only two things. They cannot know what is the real purpose of the life. Jadavidyadato mayar vaibhava tomar bhojani badha. Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, it's mayar vaibhava. It is manifestation of maya shakti, maya. It creates hindrance in Krishna bhajan. Jadavidyadato mayar vaibhava tomar bhojani badha. Mohojana maya anitya sansare jivaku karaye gadha. It creates delusion or illusion. Attachment towards this temporary material world is the result of this vidya, jada vidya, material education. Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, real vidya, one should know. Those who have acquired real vidya, real education, they do Hari bhajan. They do Krishna bhajan. That means they are the devotees. Those who acquire this vidya, jad vidya, material education, they have forgotten Krishna, the Supreme Lord. They think this body, the self, everything, and they have forgotten Krishna. They are always trying how to fulfill the needs of the body, like asses. And they are very puffed up, having this university degrees. They are not sober by nature, they have no humility. That is the result of this jada vidya, material education. But those who have acquired real vidya, real education, they are sure by nature. They are very humble. In Chaitanya Charitamrita you will find Keshav Kashmir's upakhyan. Keshav Kashmir was a great learned pandit, was acquired jada vidya. So he was so puffed up, was traveling throughout the world and just calling, challenging the so-called vidwanas to make shastra jukti with him, and he was defeating the so-called vidwanas, pandits of those days. He was a devotee. He had been favored by Saraswati Devi. Jada Saraswati. Those who want to be very, very expert in this jada vidya, they generally worship Saraswati to get her favor. So he had got the favor of Saraswati. He was very famous, all were very afraid when the pandits, so-called pandits, hear his name, all were afraid. Once he came to Nadia, there were many pandits, learned scholars in Nadia at that time. So they were afraid, though he will defeat us. So they just planned, all right, send him to Nimai Pandit. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was known, Nimai Pandit, in Nadia, in his Purvashrama. He was also a pandit. But is the Supreme Personality of Godhead who knows everything with the real source of real Vidya. Because they thought Nimai Panditi was young, we are very old. If Nimai Pandit would be defeated, then we may say, oh, he is a child, young man, you defeat him. Then another chance may come to us. In this way, they planned and sent that case of Kashmir to Nimai Pandit. Nimai Pandit was sitting beside the Ganges Bhagirathi with his students. When case of Kashmir came, he gave him respect and said, you Pandit Mahasaya, all right, you please glorify Ganges, we'll listen to you. Then he uttered many verses extempore, because he had got the mercy of Saraswati Devi. All were astounded, hearing his recitations. But when he finished, Nimai Pandit, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just picked up a verse he recited and found out the defects in that verse. This is the first time. For the first time he was defeated. He had never been defeated. So he was struck wonder. How is it that he could recite the verse correctly? I had recited. Because he had recited extempore, he has never recited anything from any shastra. He didn't know that Nimai Pandit is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. Is there anything impossible on the part of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Nothing is possible. So his pride is shattered. He was so puffed up, now his pride is shattered. Then Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, says, O Pandit Mahasaya, you should know. Seise vidyarphalo jano nischoy. Krishna padpadme jadi chitabruti roy. You must know this thing. He taught him a good lesson. O Pandit Mahasaya, you should know. Seise vidyarphalo jano nischoy. Krishna padpadme jadi chitabruti roy. That is the result of education. Real education. If Krishna Pada Padve Chita Vruti, if your mind is fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna, then that is the real result of Vidya. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is also said, Sa Vidya Tanmatir Jaya Tatkarma Haritosam, Sa Vidya Tanmatir Jaya. What is Vidya? Tatkarma Haritosam, Sa Vidya Tanmatir Jaya. This is the result of Vidya, education, Tanmati. The person who has acquired this Vidya, his mind will be fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. And he would act accordingly. Tat karma haritosan. He would act accordingly for the satisfaction of Lord Hari. He would never act for the satisfaction of his own body. That is Vidya, the result of Vidya. While Mahaprabhu met Ramananda Rai, he also asked, Ramananda Rai, Vidya madhya kon vidya sar? Ask this question to Ramananda Rai. Ramananda Rai answered, Krishna bhakti vina vidya nahi ar. So, Krishna bhakti vina vidya nahi ar. বিদ্যার মধ্যে কোন বিদ্যা সার, উইচ ইজ দ্য বেস্ট এডুকেশন? কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি বিনা বিদ্যা নাই আর, কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি ইজ দ্য বেস্ট অফ এডুকেশন। রামানন্দ রায় অ্যান্সার লাইক দ্যাট। সো দিস ইজ রিয়েল বিদ্যা। ওয়ান হু ইজ রিয়েল বিদ্বান, his mind is fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna and he is always engaged in devotional service for the satisfaction of Krishna. That's vidvan. So a learned man treats all women except his wife as his mother, looks on others' property as garbage in the street, and treats others as she would treat his own self. Yes, automatically this will come out. One is a devotee, one has acquired real education, one knows Krishna, he sees Krishna everywhere. Prahlad Maharaj, a great devotee, he says, ekanta bhaktir govinde jatat sarvatra tadikshanam, ekanta bhaktir govinde jatat sarvatra tadikshanam. Who is a real devotee, aikantika bhakto, an alert devotee, complete surrendered soul, pure devotee, he sees Lord everywhere. He saw the Lord on the pillar. Whereas his father, Hiranyakashipu, couldn't see. So when he sees the other woman, matruvat paradharesu, he treats all women as his mother. He never see the woman, stri, josit. The word josit, Sanskrit word, for woman is josit. The very word signifies that if you just look at a woman, if her eye falls on a woman, immediately the sense of enjoyment comes up. Oh, she is an object of enjoyment. I'll enjoy her. The very word josit signifies this thing. The Sanskrit word for woman is josit. But a learned man treats all women except his wife as his mother. But one who is a learned man will never develop such attitude. He knows. Those are not learned, they will develop such attitude. By seeing a woman, this attitude develops. An object of enjoyment. Even if one's own wife, one should know, she is not the object of enjoyment also, because learned man never treats his wife as mother, that's a fact. But a learned man should treat those real learned, a devotee, should not treat his wife also as an object of enjoyment. Because Krishna is the only enjoyer. Angi sarvat jagyanam bhokta cha prabhureva cha. Krishna said this thing repeatedly. Am bhokta. Angi sarvat jagyanam bhokta cha prabhureva cha. Krishna says, I am bhokta. I am the enjoyer. I am prabhu. I am the master. Bhuktaram jagyatapasang sarvalokamaheswaram. Upadrashta anumanta cha bharta bhokta maheswara. Repeated. You'll find in Bhagavad Gita how Krishna said, I am bhokta. I am the enjoyer. So, Krishna is the enjoyer. Krishna is Kanto. Kanto means husband. And all others are Kanta. Do you know the word Kanto and Kanta? Don't know? Yeah. In Brahma Sangita, that is verse. Siyo Kanto Kanta. In Vrindavan, Krishna is only Kanto, one husband. All others are Kanta, his wives, objects of enjoyment. You are just chanting, Gopi Vasana Haro. So, Gopi Vasana Haro. He stole the garments of the gopis. Why? Those who don't know, they criticize. Oh, what is this? It's Krishna. If Krishna is a supreme personality of Godhead, he must put up something ideal. Supreme personality of Godhead must put up something ideal. Others may learn. How is it? That he stole his gopi vasana hara. He stole the garments of the gopi. Is it an ideal thing? How is it? What is the purpose? What's the tattva behind it? Once and more. What's the purpose? Thereby he saw how he is the only Kanto, only enjoyer. Nobody else is enjoyer. All others are Kanta. He saw thereby that he is the only Kanto, the only enjoyer, and Krishna has the right. Only Krishna has the right. Nobody else has this right to steal the garments of gopis. No. Nobody else has this right. Only Krishna has this right. He is Kanta. He is the enjoyer. He saw this thing. Therefore, gopi vasana hara. The fools, the so-called learned scholars, they cannot understand. Why did Krishna put up an ideal thing? But when he came, Lord Chaitanya, he was very strict. He was very strict. Even the women never come to him. They pay obeisances in a distance. You understand? Striyo, he said it, Striyo, the woman. In Bhagavatam, all the Vedic scripture, it stated, Narkasya Dvaro. If you will be attached to women, then your gate is open towards hell. Nanogni pramodanamo ghrutakumbha samapuman. Nanogni pramodanamo ghrutakumbha samapuman. Pramoda. Pramoda means woman. This is also Sanskrit word. You know? You must learn Sanskrit. Are you learning Sanskrit? You should learn Sanskrit. Then how can we enjoy these verses of Srimad Bhagavatam? You cannot. You should learn. It's not difficult. Mukam karoti vachalam pangulam ghaitigiri ijat krupastam vande sri guru dinatari. We have no qualification to learn, to know all these things. We are muka. There is a dumb. But sri guru dinatari is guru krupa. If you get guru krupa, then you can, this thing is revealed to you. Vidyavadhu jivanam. to cast a cup. First verse. Vidya vadhu jivanam. It also comes, vidya. The name is vidya vadhu jivan. We chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This chanting, this holy name, is also vidya vadhu jivanam. Mahaprabhu said, if you chant this holy name under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, Gaura Priyajana, who is very dear to Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, if you chant offenselessly, automatically, this vidya, this real education, Vedic education, it's a real education, just I was explaining you, will automatically develop. Vidyavadhu jivanam mukam karoti vatalam. We have no qualification. So you need not be desperate. Oh, we don't know Sanskrit. You need not be desperate. You chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra under the guidance of spiritual master. It will develop. You can understand this thing, this will be there. Nannogni pramadanam ghruta kumma samapuman. Bhagavad says, pramada means woman, is like a fire pot. You understand? It's a fire pot. And puman, the man, is ghee pot. Nannogni pramadanam ghruta kumma samapuman. Woman is fire pot and man is ghee pot. If they unite, if kept close, what would happen? Ghee pot, ghee will melt, isn't it? This thing stated. Therefore, a learned man treats all women except his wife as his mother, but how he will treat his wife? This is my point. I'm just going to tell you. One is a real honest man, one is a real devotee. He never treats his wife as the object of enjoyment. She is an object of enjoyment. No. Krishna is the only enjoyer. And since they have to give enjoyment to Krishna, she is Krishna Dasi. Is Krishna Dasi. Yeah. A learned man, a devotee, knows this thing. A devotee should not treat his wife as an object of enjoyment, as is the case with general people. They treat like this. Upasthajeho bahumanyamana. Prahlad Maharaj says, upasthajeho bahumanyamana. Oh, she has come. I have accepted a wife for my enjoyment. Upasthajeho bahumanyamana. She will give enjoyment to upastha and jiva, to my genital, to the tongue. Upasthajeho bahumanyamana. Genital, like that. But a devotee never treats like that. A devotee treats his wife as a servant, made servant of Krishna. She is meant to give enjoyment to Krishna. She is Krishna Dasi. This is how a learned man treats, a devotee treats. So many things are there that can be saved. Looks on other's property as garbage in the street. The learned man. Lustravat paradrabhyesu. Everything belongs to Krishna. Nothing belongs to us. Amar bolite kichuna. You cannot say Can you say anything? Can you bring one thing that you can say that this is mine? Can you? Can you bring one thing that, yes, this is mine? Can you say? No. Amar bolite kichu na. There is nothing which I say mine. No. Everything belongs to Krishna. Everything Krishna's property. So learned man treats others' property as garbhi. He never develops lustful eyes on others' property. Atmavat sarva-bhuteshu. He treats others as you treat his own self. Because he is a vidwan. Vidya-vinaya-sampanni, brahmane-gavihastini, suni-chaiva-sopake-cha-pandita-samadarsina. Gita says, you know this verse? You don't know this verse? I'm not reading Gita. Madhva-gita is a great. Yes. Vidya-vinaya-sampanni, brahmane-gavihastini, suni-chaiva-sopake-cha-pandita-samadarsina. Pandita, who is real learned, he is samadarsi. He has equal vision. You understand? He has equal vision. A vinaya-sampanna. He has developed humility. He is not puffed up. This is a symptom of a real vidwan. Vidya-vinaya-sampanni, brahmani, gopi, hastini. He sees a brahmana. He sees a cow. He sees an elephant. Brahmani gavihastini, suni chaiva sopakecha, this is a dog, this is a chandhal, but this is everything equal. What is this vision? What sort of vision he has developed? One should think of. What sort of vision? Vidya vina sampanne brahmani gavihastini, suni chaiva sopakecha, pandita samadarsini. What is this? Generally we see the body. So they see something different. Oh, this is brahmana, this is chandal, this is elephant, this is dog. Like this. But real learned person, vidwan, he never sees the body. He sees the soul. He sees the soul. Vidya vinaya sampanni brahmani gavihastini suni chaiva sopakecha pandita samadarsina. Therefore, pandit, a learned person, is samadarsi. He has developed equal vision because he sees soul everywhere. I am a soul, he is a soul. Atmavat sarva-bhuteshu. Therefore, Chanakya Pandit says, Atmavat sarva-bhuteshu. He treats others as he treats his own self. So he is a soul. And he is a fragmental part of this super soul, Krishna. Mami bansa jiva loki jiva bhuta sanatana. Jiva, the spirit soul, is eternally my part. The real learned man says, oh, his soul is eternal part of Krishna. It's Krishna's vastu. That of education. Because one who is king, who is a ruler, or the chief of the state, he should know that he is the representative of the Supreme Lord. Naranam naradhipaham. Gita says, 10th chapter, Bhagavad Gita. Naranam naradhipaham. One who is naradhipa, naradhipa means king. He is the representative of the Supreme Lord. So, therefore he should teach people. The Lord teaches, representative Krishna speech. Otherwise, how the people can be taught? They cannot be taught. They are just framing. Nowadays there are democracy, democratic government, or there is some chief minister or prime minister like that, so many, and their parliament, and they are framing the principles of education, what sort of education will be imparted, like that. But they don't know what should be taught. They are thinking themselves as the representative of the people, Lok Pratinidhi. They don't think that they are the representative of the Lord. Naranang Naradhipahang, Krishna says. The Naradhipa king is my representative. So, as Krishna teaches in Bhagavad Gita, so they will teach. They will introduce such education in the state. Lords will be taught the science of devotional service. Yudhishthira Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj, Prutha Maharaj, they have introduced such education. Therefore, it has been said here. This should be the standard for education, and education doesn't mean having academic degrees only. One should execute what he has learned in his personal life. If the king or the ruler or chief of the state would not teach, how can the general people be taught? If they don't know what is the real vidya, what is the real education, what will they teach? Therefore, now there is chaotic condition throughout the world, because it's spreading this jar vidya, the material education, the real vidya, ved vidya, Krishna bhakti vijnana vidya. Will spread, then there will be peaceful society, peaceful world. And Prutha Maharaj came, he knew all these things. So he introduced such education by his own personal behavior, action, he also taught. Therefore, the professional reciters here, now they are praising. This is regarding vidya. Then comes Matrabhakti parastrisu patnyardham ivatmana prajasu pitruvatusnigdha. Then that king treats all his praja, all his citizens as his own son. That affection must be there, because Krishna has said, Sarvajoni sukontaya murtaya sambhavanti ja tasam brahma mahajoni aham bija pradasita. All the spaces of life, whatever you say, I am this seed-giving father, the supreme father. Prajayote iti prajaha. Who is known as praja? Prajayote iti prajaha. One who has taken birth is a praja. Is not the fact only human beings are prajas and other animals are not prajas? Then, can't you follow me? Yes, all the living entities. Prajayate iti praja. One who has taken birth is a praja. So, all the living entities are prajas. And Krishna says, Sarvajoni sukontaya murtaya sambhavanti ja. तासाम ब्रह्म महज्जोनी अहम बीज प्रदपिता। ओ कौंतेय द सन ऑफ कुंती, आई एम द सीड गिविंग फादर, ऑल द स्पीसीज ऑफ लाइफ एंड सी। सो द सुप्रीम फादर, सो ही हैज नेचुरल अफेक्शन towards all living entities. Similarly, one who is a king, Naranang Naradhipang, who is Naradhipang, one who is a king, is the representative of the Lord, he should treat like that. Yes. These are all the Pradad, Pradasu, Pitru, Vatasnikdaha. He thinks himself as their father and all the Prada citizens as his son. The natural affection is there. That should be the standard. He says, then comes Kinkaro Brahmavadina. Kinkaro Brahmavadina. Prithu Maharaj, to treat himself as the most obedient servant of the devotees who always praise the glories of the Lord. Kinkaro Brahmavadinam, I am Kinkara, I am obedient servant of the devotees. He thinks himself like that. This is most important thing. It's Brahmavadi. My Guru Maharaj has said this thing. This word Brahmavadinam is very significant in this verse. Who is known as Brahmavadi, who knows Brahman, is Brahmavadi. Brahma sabde iswara kohe. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Brahma sabde iswara kohe. Iswara means Supreme Lord. One who knows Supreme Lord is Brahmavadi. One who knows Krishna is Brahmavadi. Krishna is Param Brahma. Also, the effulgent ray of his body is also Brahmatara Ungukanti. That's another thing. But here Brahmavadinam means one who knows the Supreme Lord. He is Brahmavad. Brahma sabde Iswara kahe. He knows Iswara, Supreme Lord. He is Brahmavadi. He is the devotee. Devotee of the Lord. Dear devotee of the Lord. He is Brahmavadi. And the king treats himself as the most obedient servant of those devotees. King is ruling the kingdom. He is Dondo Dhoro. Aham Dondo Dhoro, you see. He rules. If someone breaks the law, he will give punishment. He gives punishment. Dondo. Dondo means punishment. But Kinkaro Brahmavadina. This is most significant. But the king treats himself as the obedient servant of the devotees. He never rules the devotees, Vaishnavas. His role is those who are not Vaishnavas, not the devotees. Inflict punishment. Inflict punishment. But this principle is not applicable for the devotees. In the case of the devotees, the king treats him as their obedient servant. My Guru Maharaj said, this is Vedic etiquette. If a devotee comes to king's palace, the king would immediately offer his own seat to him. Because he is a servant. Krishna, the Supreme Lord, who says, ಮತ್ತ ಪರತರಂ ನಾನಿನ್ನಕ್ಕಿಂಚಿದ ಸ್ತೀ ಧನಂಜಯ. He says, nobody is superior to me. Krishna says, he is the Supreme Lord. He is Parameswara. All are his servants. Haristveka tattvam vidhishiva suresa pranamitam. Lord Hari is Paramatattva. Vidhi Siva Suresa. Vidhi, Lord Brahma, Siva, Lord Siva, and Lord Indra, the King of Heaven, Vidhi Siva Suresa, they are subordinates. But Krishna says, Aham Bhakto Paradhina ಅಸ್ವತಂತ್ರ ಇವ ಬೀಜ ಸಾಧುವೀರ್ಗ್ರಸ್ತ ಹೃದಯ ಭಕ್ತೈರ್ ಭಕ್ತ ಜನಪ್ರಿಯ. 9th ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತ. ಅಹಂ ಭಕ್ತೋ ಪರಾಧೀನ. ಯು ಸೀ, ದಿ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಸೇಸ್, ಬಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಸಬ್ಡಿನೇಟ್ ಟು ಮೈ dear devotee. Nobody is his subordinate. Matta paratram nanyat kinchit asti dhananjaya. There is nobody superior to me. But he says, am bhakto paradhina. I am subordinate to my devotee. His horse is devotee. You understand? Krishna gives superior position. Gives his devotee superior position to his, that of his, real strength. That is the most important thing. And Sudama Vipra went to Dwarka, Krishna Supreme Lord Dwarka Dhis. Sudama Vipra, very poor Brahmin, but a very dear devotee. What did Krishna do? Krishna, for his own seat, washed his feet. You see? Am bhakto paradhina svatantra ivadija sadhuri rasta hudar bhakti bhakta janapriya. He says, Durvasamuni, O Dija, O Brahman, you should know, aham bhakta paradhina. I am subordinate to my devotee. I have no svatantriya. I have no superiority. You see, sadhu vigrasta hudera bhakteir bhakta janapriya. That sadhu, that devotee has occupied my heart. Sadhu vigrasta hudera bhakteir bhakta janapriya. Sadhava hudaya mayam. Sadhunam hudaya tu aham. Madanya tena jananti. Nam Tebdhu Managopi. So many nice words. Sadhava Hrudaya Mayam, Sadhunam Hrudaya Tu Aham. O Brahma, that Sadhu is my heart. Sadhava Hrudaya Mayam, Sadhunam Hrudaya Tu Aham. I am the heart of the Sadhu. Sadhu is my heart. I am the heart of the Sadhu. You see? ಮದನ್ಯ ತೇನ ಜಾನಂತಿ ನಾಹಂ ತೇಭ್ಯೋ ಮನಾಗಪಿ. ದೇ ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೋ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಬಟ್ ಮೀ, ಎಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಮೀ. ಮದನ್ಯ ತೇನ ಜಾನಂತಿ ನಾಹಂ ತೇಭ್ಯೋ ಮನಾಗಪಿ. ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೋ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಸುಪ್ರಿಯರ್ ಪೊಸಿಷನ್ ಟು ಎ ಡಿವೋಟಿ. So what to speak of the king, who is a representative of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, king karo brahma vadinam. Therefore, he thinks most obedient servant of the devotees. They are fools.
those who want to be equal with the Lord, to be one with God, they are fools. You see?
Krishna samya hoite hoy bhakta pada bada. Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Do you know this? Huh? Do you know? You read Chaitanya Charitamrita? Huh?
Krishna samya haite hoy bhakta pada bada. To be equal with Krishna
is not as great as bhakta.
Bhakta pada bada. The position of the bhakta is greater. You see.
That is the statement. Therefore, Prithu Maharaj says, this is the quality of Prithu Maharaj. King Karo Brahmavadina. I am the servant of the devotees who always praise the glories of the Lord. And it should be like that. So, the state should always serve the devotees of the Lord, and the ideal state should conduct itself according to the instruction of the devotee, because King Prithu followed the principle is highly praised. This is the ideal state, this ideal kingdom, ideal king. This is the standard of education, also take lessons from Srimad Bhagavatam.
Krishne Sudhama Pagati Dharma Jnana Divhi Saha Kalau Nashta Drushan Esa Puranar Kodhuno Ditaha.
First canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, says this thing.
Krishne Sudhama Pagati Dharma Jnana Divhi Saha Kalau Nashta Drushan Esa Puranar Kodhuno Ditaha. Prior to this age, a Kali, there was Dwapar Yug. He is a Dwapar. In that Dwapar Yug, Krishna himself had come to this material world. But when he wound up his Leela and went to his Swadham, he took everything. Dharma Jnana Nidhi. Krishna Sudhama Pagati Dharma Jnana Divhi Saha. He took everything with him, dharma and jnana, knowledge. Then, after the Dwapar Yuga, Kali Yuga comes. Kalau Nashta Drushan Esa Puranar Kodhuno Dita. Then question is put. It's six questions are put in Naimisaranya. Suta Goswami. The Sutta Goswami answers this thing. Kalu Nashta Drushan Esa Puranar Kodhuno Dita. In the age of Kali, the people are like blind because they have no jnana. Jnana chakshu. Or jnana undhoka. Or jnana is treated as undhoka, darkness. Jnana is treated as light. Jnana chakshu. They have no jnana chakshu. Kalu Nashta Drushan, they have lost this eye, Jnana Chakshu. So, for them, what is there? So, for the people of Kali, how can they get Jnana? Then Sutta Goswami says, Kalu Nashta Drushan is a Purana Arko Dhunudito. Now, this Purana Arko, Arko means son. Bhagavat Maha Purana. It is as brilliant as the sun, effulgent sun. You should take lesson from this Bhagavata Mahapurana. All should take lesson. And this should spread throughout the world. This should be standard of education. Those who are devotees, they travel throughout the world and preach this Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavata Mahapurana. That real education is imparted. They should take lessons, otherwise you are a blind man. This is the thing.
That's what Puthi Charitra is here. And this is the ideal state, ideal king. And standard of education. So this state is. Thank you very much. Yes, yes. That jiva tattva. Yes. Saktyave savatar sar jiva tattva. Yes. That's the life.